Live from around the world, it's time for Peter Greenberg on the SSI Radio Network.
Around the world, the trip begins with a kiss. Roam if you want to, roam around the world.
Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome aboard another edition of Peter Greenberg Worldwide. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend wherever you are. Last week, of course, we were coming to you from the campus of Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. And then we traveled just a few thousand miles and a few thousand feet up in the air. We're at the 9,000-foot elevation in Colorado, known as Aspen. I'm coming to you from the Little Nell Hotel here in Aspen. Of course, it's part of the 26th annual Food and Wine Magazine Classic. 8,000 people normally live in Aspen. This weekend, it's more like 20,000 people, and that doesn't count the number of bottles of wine, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. Of course, I couldn't start the show on this weekend without referencing a sad moment that we all went through just a day or so ago, the sad and shocking and untimely passing of my colleague Tim Russert, the NBC Washington Bureau Chief and moderator of Meet the Press, and that's, of course, the title that we always remember him by. And a legend, an icon, an anchor, if you will, a true anchor of the entire NBC family. It's hard to digest. We're still sort of dazed by it. And, you know, when you talk about politics, you can't talk about politics without talking about Tim Russert. And we'll be talking a little bit later in the show with Walter Isaacson, who is the former managing editor of Time Magazine and the chairman of CNN, about his recollections and remembrances of Tim Russert. But, you know, you could also talk about travel with Tim Russert because, you know, in the introduction of the show, you hear me saying, well, I traveled 400,000 miles a year. So did he. In fact, he probably traveled more than I did. And, in fact, he had just come back from a trip to Italy with his wife and child. And it's just amazing. It's funny because everywhere I would go, at least half the year, I would bump into Tim Russert. I'd be in Chicago, and there would be Tim, and I'd be in Washington. Of course, there would be Tim. I did the Today Show many times from Washington, D.C., where he was based, and it is just hard to fathom how he will be replaced. And the answer, of course, is he will not be replaced. He will be succeeded, but he will not be replaced. And if you're near a television set this weekend, I urge you to watch this week's edition of Meet the Press, which will be hosted by Tom Brokaw, a special program at an untimely time. And we'll talk a little bit about that later because you literally cannot talk about politics. You can't talk about travel. You can't talk about the American experience without remembering and thinking about Tim Russert. But as I said at the opening of the show, we are here in Aspen for the 26th annual Food and Wine Magazine Classic, and it is a classic. I feel like Ed McMahon, every single chef known to man is here. And of course, some of the new chefs as well. They're doing demonstrations, they're lecturing, they're cooking, of course. And one of my guests here today, I've known him for, I should say 20 years. I guess I will say 20 years because I remember his first restaurant that opened up in Honolulu, actually in Hawaii Kai. And you know him as Roy Yamaguchi, but of course the restaurant's called Roy's. Hey, Roy.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
You know, walking around Aspen, which it's a beautiful city, it's a beautiful town. You really can't call it a city, it's a town. It's a town. But when you see everybody here, you would never think our economy is in trouble.
It's unbelievable.
What's going on out there.
There's so many people out here just having a great time. It's pretty fascinating.
When you opened your restaurant 20 years ago in Honolulu, I say Hawaii Kai for those people who know Honolulu, did you ever think you'd be sitting here today doing this?
No, not at all, Peter. You know what? 20 years ago, we opened up in a suburb of Honolulu, and, you know, like you said, Hawaii Kai. I mean, you know, it's being away from everything and just, you know, half an hour from Waikiki, I would have never thought that I would be here.
Now, let's be honest. 20 years ago, food in Hawaii was poi, plate lunch.
And a lot of French cooking.
And a lot of French cooking if you could find it.
Yes.
Right? Things have changed. It's like the Pacific cuisine.
It's unbelievable. You know, we have a lot of sustainable agriculture going over there. We have a lot of sustainable aquaculture going now. So, you know, the things have changed in 20 years. It's all for the great.
But how has the economy hit you? Because, especially in Hawaii, anytime there's a problem in the airline business, the four locations that get hit the hardest are Las Vegas, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and I have to tell you, Hawaii.
Well, you know what? The travel is down. You know, with the ATA going down, Aloha going down, there's about 60 less flights going into Maui and about 20% less flights going into Hawaii, period. So, you know, the economy is very well down.
What do you do about it? How do you adjust? Because you're an island. Or I should say islands.
Well, you know what? The only thing we can do is do what we do best, and that's to take care of our guests. But other than that, you know, we have to scale down definitely. You know, it's harder times, and we have to really make sure that not only do we have to give value, but we have to take care of our guests, and that's hard.
Oil is so much a part of our lives. Everything that comes into Hawaii, almost everything, has to be either shipped in or flown in. Somebody's got to propel those engines.
Well, exactly. You know what? And then that's, you know, we have seen the cost of everything just skyrocket in the last couple of months even, you know, and it's just, it's unbelievable. And, you know, there's nothing we can do.
And yet, if I went to your restaurant tonight, right, even though business is down, at a certain point, people still go.
You know what? Yes. And you know what? We can't afford to raise our prices. And we have to keep where our prices are. And because you know what? We only have so many people on the islands. So we can't increase traffic. And traffic is down. So we have to give value. And that's what we have to do.
And what about on the mainland? Because how many restaurants do you have now?
We have 37 altogether.
But who's counting?
Well, you know, I'm not counting either. But, you know, sometimes they ask me, so I have to know.
And how does this economy situation affect you on the mainland now?
Well, it's the same thing. You know, our business is down. But the same thing, you know, we have to do what we do best, take care of our guests, give value, and hopefully that people come back.
Are they asking for different kinds of food now?
You know what? It's not that they're asking for different types of food. It's just that, you know, they're a lot more concerned about, you know, over-ordering. That's for sure.
Really? Yeah. Smaller portions?
Yes. Well, smaller portions, but, you know, they don't want to have a bill that's going to be unbelievably high and just have food wasted.
So maybe just one appetizer and...
Yeah, exactly. One appetizer, maybe an entree and dessert or something. You know, so actually we have a prefix that we do at our restaurants, which...
A lot of restaurants are doing that.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. And we've been doing it for the last 5-6 years, so it's people ordering a lot of that.
I mean, in many, many cities in the United States now, they have restaurant weeks.
Yes.
Right. Are you participating in that?
You know what? Actually, we do. And Hawaii is starting a restaurant week over in Honolulu starting this December. So it should be interesting.
Come to the week because I'm coming.
Yeah.
it's in December.
Yeah. It's I believe it's like the first week of December. Yeah. Yeah.
When you come to a festival like this, admit it to me, this is summer camp for chefs. You guys are just you're just coming to see all your buddies.
Well, you know, it definitely, you know, and just a little while ago, of course, Bobby Flay was walking through the lobby here, and at the same time, last night I was with Nobu until about 1 in the morning, so, you know, it's pretty rough.
Tough.
Well, tough.
But you managed to wake up in the morning because you're going to do it all over again today.
You know what? Yeah, exactly. You know, another 24 hours of hardcore partying and drinking or something, you know what I mean?
So at 9,000 feet.
Yeah, it takes a toll on you after about 4 days, so that's about the limit.
It takes a toll out of you after about 4 hours. Come on, it's called 9,000 feet. All right, Roy Yamaguchi celebrating 20 years, by the way. Congratulations.
Yes, I appreciate that, Peter.
Roy's 37 restaurants, including the one in Hawaii Kai, which I remember the best.
Thank you.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to a few more chefs who are legends, not just in their own minds, but in mine. And we'll be joined by Walter Isaacson, former chairman of CNN, of course, former managing editor of Time Magazine, and the Aspen Institute about Tim Russert. Back with more from Aspen right after these messages.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
Planning your next vacation with Trivalga Tours? For over 60 years, Trivalga Tours has crafted vacations for singles, couples, and entire families, providing education, relaxation, and fun. Friendly and knowledgeable tour directors help ensure lasting memories. Book your next worldwide vacation. Call your travel agent or Trivalga Tours at 1-888-521-0891 or click on trivalgatours.com. So dream, pack, and leave the rest to us.
Honey, what do you think about separate vacations?
Huh?
Yeah, because I want to do the man thing, you know, fishing, camping, eating beans, stinky stuff.
Well, I've always wanted to take a Viking River cruise to China.
Do it. I'll be with Stinky Man.
And I'll explore the Yangtze River, soaring dramatic mountain passages, first-class gourmet food, luxury, luxury, luxury.
I changed my mind. I'm going to go with you.
What about the Stinky Man?
I hate Stinky Man. You know why?
They stink.
For more, log on to VikingRiverCruises.com or call 1-877-66-VIKING. I love the feeling I get before leaving for vacation, and it's all thanks to my Carlson Vaughanley travel expert. She listens to my dreams, suggests great ideas, and always comes through with vacations I never knew were possible. And I know I can rely on her throughout my entire trip, which gives me peace of mind. Call Carlson Vaughanley Travel at 1-800-CARLSON or visit carlsontravel.com. When your journey from a dream to a great story includes Carlson Vaughanley Travel, you travel better.
Attention savvy travelers, Rudy Maxa here. If you're like me, you can't afford to take chances when you travel. You need medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. You need MedJet Assist. As a member, if you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will fly you to the hospital of your choice free of charge. Believe me, you won't find protection like this from any other company, which is why I'm a member. It's time to travel smarter. Visit MedJet.com and sign up today. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by Trafalgar Tours. Trafalgar Tours, providing nearly 300 vacations to worldwide destinations since 1947. Dream, pack, and leave the rest to us. See your travel agent or call 1-888-521-0891. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 18 minutes after the hour, coming to you from 9,000 feet up in the air in Aspen, Colorado, from the Little Nell. Taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you can't get through on the phones, no problem whatsoever. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your number, your question, or your problem so we can solve it right here on the air. We're here at the 26th Annual Food & Wine Magazine Classic, and it is a classic. I mean, normally, the population of Aspen is 8,000 people, and that's I think they were smart. They left town because they're like 20,000. Everybody else is here, including my next guest, Drew Nipperant. When you talk about the restaurant business in this country, you have to talk about Drew. I remember, of course, the days of the Tribeca Grill, your partnership with Nobu, Robert De Niro. I mean, I was just talking to Roy Yamaguchi about the economy, and I have to ask you the same question I asked him. I mean, walking around these streets, you would never know that we got a problem in this country with recession or unemployment or high gas prices.
Well, the Aspen,
everybody's got an SUV. If you don't have an SUV in Aspen, you don't live.
Exactly right. But
they're designer SUVs, which makes them even more disgusting.
And I think actually the Aspenites stay for the Food & Wine because it's such a great event, a lot to drink and eat. But I think the economy is going to really affect the restaurant business very soon. We don't see the effects right now, but when people stop traveling, stop getting on the planes because of the fuel prices. I just tried to book a flight to San Francisco. It's $1,200 in coach.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. It's true because when I finish the show today, I'll be going out to the Aspen Airport to fly on a 38-minute flight from Aspen to Denver on United Airlines, and then I'm continuing on to go back east. I have the ticket here. I will show it to you. If you don't think I'm not making this up. The one-way ticket on a United Airlines Express flight, which means I'm on a plane with my captain, Skippy, with my knees up against my chest for 38 minutes,
couple is bumps.
$1,089.
Oh, my God. And okay. What'd you do? You bought it like...
Doesn't matter.
Peter, you're the guy. You're supposed to buy this. Like,
no, you can't.
Get the price from 9 months ago
or something.
No,
but it's a one-way ticket.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And it's not a Saturday night stayover and all that other craziness.
It's crazy. So, so it's gonna impact you guys.
Yeah, and then we really are being helped by the Europeans coming. As you know, it costs twice as much over there and half as much here. So they're coming, thank God.
And yet they're pricing us out of our own market. What's a hotel room cost in New York?
Oh, my God.
$900 at the Ritz-Carlton.
Well, see, this is what the problem is going to be. And then our workers are eventually going to say, listen, our cost of living has gone up. We need more money. Then the prices are going to go up. Then the people are going to start eating at home a little more. It's a trickle-down problem.
So I have a new idea for you. Based on what the economy is, I'll partner with you in a new restaurant. You know what we'll call it?
What's the name?
The Last Supper. What do you think?
That's a brilliant idea.
Okay. Drew Nipperant, thank you for joining us.
Thanks,
stick around,
Peter.
Because on the phone with us right now, as I said at the top of the show, we opened the show today with a sad piece of news, of course, the passing, the untimely death of our colleague and mine at NBC, Tim Russert. And Walter Isaacson, former managing editor of Time Magazine, who, of course, then became chairman of CNN and, of course, now is the chairman of the Aspen Institute, joins us now from Washington. Hey, Walter.
Hey, Peter. How are you? I'm going to be out there in a few days, and I'm sorry I'm missing you now.
Well, no, you're not missing me because we're talking on the phone.
So got you. But, right. It's good to be with you again.
But let's talk just for a second about Tim Russert. You knew him pretty well.
Sure. And, you know, Tim was a person who really relished everything in life, from his family to his religion to his country to politics. He also relished travel, to talk about the topic of your show. Traveling around America with him, if you know, I last saw him, I was up in Manchester, New Hampshire with him. He knew every little restaurant, every back roads, and he'd walk into a diner, and the owner would know him. And it was that larger-than-life personality that came from loving American people and traveling.
And that's really true. Travel, I've always said, is not about the destination, but about the experience. And when you can, you know, be on a first-name basis with a guy who runs a diner in Manchester, New Hampshire, that means you already had an experience. You're about to replicate it.
And it also means that you understand politics better. I mean, people who are out of touch, people who don't travel, people who don't meet people, can never understand, the political world as well. I think the reason Tim was one of the greatest political reporters is that he could go anywhere in America and feel like he was at home.
Well, you know, I'm one of those people who believes that travel should be a right, that you actually build bridges of peace and understanding by the more you travel. And isn't it ironic that he, you know, the day before he died, he had just come back from a trip? I mean, he was always on an airplane.
Yeah, you know, I gave a talk to a graduating class not too long ago, and that was the piece of advice I gave them, which is before you really settle down in life, travel. Just go across the country if you need to. Go across in a beat-up old car or on a bus or on a train, or travel the world and make sure you get to southern India and as well as, you know, northern Europe, and get to know the different types of people. Otherwise, you're not going to be a great person who relishes being on this planet.
And, you know, in your own life, Walter, I mean, how much do you travel a year? You're always on a plane.
I love traveling, and I think it's important, I just came back from both Vietnam and then the West Bank and Israel, the Palestinian territories in Israel, because I think we've got a lot of things we have to understand in this world, and people talk a lot about the Arab-Israeli problem. I thought spending some time in Hebron and in Bethlehem, as well as in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, would help me understand it better, and so we've gone on a couple trips there recently.
You know, it's interesting. When I say to people, you know, people are always saying to me, where are you coming back from? They can always ask that question to me and know that they're going to get an answer. But when I tell them where I've been, their answer is always the same. Oh, I don't want to go there. It's not on my list. And I go, really? Who publishes that? Who publishes that list?
You know, your list should always be changing. And I, you know, different people have different reasons for travel. Some travel for food, some travel for golf, some travel for beaches, some travel for skiing. I like all of those things, but I also like to travel to find something interesting that helps me understand the world better. And I think sometimes people would never think of saying, let me go to Bethlehem right now and Jerusalem so that I can understand the Middle East better. But Bethlehem and Jerusalem are great places to go. I think New Orleans, my hometown, is a great place to go now, more so than it was 3 or 4 years ago, because you're seeing a city bouncing back with a new vitality, and understanding how a city recovers is more interesting than just going to a place that you know everything to expect.
But I hope you'll agree with me on this, Walter. When I tell people to go to New Orleans, I say, you know what? You can take one night on Bourbon Street with a Go Cup and then get out to the Ninth Ward, get out to St. Bernard's Parish, find out how you can help, how you can get involved, because if you don't, you know, that economy is going to suffer and you're not going to have the New Orleans that you remember.
Exactly. You want everybody to come back to New Orleans, and if you go now to the Holy Cross section of the Lower Ninth Ward or the Musician's Village in Upper Ninth Ward, you see places coming back and the restaurants coming back. I was just with Leah Chase. You probably know her. She runs Dookie Chase Restaurant, which is in the 7th Ward. And all of a sudden, her restaurant is roaring back. And, so get out to Dookie Chase's and understand the different people coming back to New Orleans.
Well, the smart hoteliers in New Orleans are doing something now which needs to be acknowledged. They're saying, okay, if you come and you stay with us and you stay maybe an extra day or two and you agree to go out and help with Habitat for Humanity or go out in the wards and help rebuild, we'll let you stay for an extra two nights and or give you a seriously discounted price on your room. I think that's a great idea.
First, I've heard of that, but that's a wonderful idea. And, you know, my young daughter is in high school. She went down and worked for Operation Comeback. It's always a good thing to be having a hammer in hand and some nails and be working with people who are rebuilding their homes.
How are you with a hammer, Walter?
I'm not so bad with a hammer. I love household chores like that. That's one of the things that I do for relaxation.
Well, let's switch gears for a second, because you're also the president and CEO of the Aspen Institute. I mean, talk about a great job. You get to be here.
Get to be here, and of course we have Aspens around the world, so I get to go to Berlin and Japan in the next couple of months. You know, we're going to have a good summer, and I hope you come back, Peter. We have the Aspen Ideas Festival, which is a little bit modeled on the Food and Wine Festival, where we just bring people who have good ideas or are doing important things in various fields, from health and the environment to foreign policy, and that's the first week of July. We also have the Dalai Lama. His Holiness is coming near the end of July for a festival of Tibetan art and culture. We have King Abdullah of Jordan coming so that we can talk some about the Middle East. And then particularly interesting, we're working with the Aspen Music Festival because Secretary of State Condi Rice is coming August 2nd, and she's going to do a program in which she both discusses foreign policy and then she takes a break and reminisces a little bit about how she used to be at the Aspen Music Festival when she was a kid, the Aspen Music School, and she's going to play a Dvorak piano quintet with some of the students.
Talk about shifting gears. That's great. Well, Walter Isaacson, thank you for joining us today. And as we remember Tim Russert, and happy travels and safe travels to you. And hopefully I'll get back here when King Abdullah's here.
Well,
I appreciate
great,
the call. Thanks again, Walter. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about what's going on here in Aspen right now, which involves a lot of wine and a lot of food. Back from the Little Nell in Aspen, Colorado, right after these messages.
To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And be sure to listen to podcasts of the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why AIG Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected. Trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Plans start at $30. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
If you travel for business, you know just how stressful it can be. Radisson Hotels and Resorts wants to make your life easier and give you special perks with our Business Rewards package. You'll get breakfast up to $15 US, 2,000 bonus gold points, free high-speed internet, and the added flexibility of early check-in or late checkout based on availability. Book your Business Rewards package today at 800-333-3333 or visit radisson.com/business. You deserve it.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by American Airlines. For all your travel needs, visit AA.com. Now, back to Peter Greenberg.
It's 33 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the 9,000-foot level of Aspen, Colorado, from the Little Nell Hotel, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, you can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Let's go right to the phones. We got Leslie on the phone somewhere out there in Illinois. Where are you, Leslie?
Yes, hi, Peter, in southern Illinois, right near Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri.
And, how can I help you today?
Well, I have a question. I may have made a bit of a boo-boo, but I did try to follow your advice about purchasing travel insurance this past week because our daughter's getting married at the end of September. So I booked the photographer we hired from California, a flight from LAX to St. Louis, and called up. It was on Frontier Airlines.
Okay.
Probably not real smart on my part, but when I went to get the insurance from AIG, they said, nope, they're on our alert list. You're out of luck.
Well, and the reason why they're on the alert list is because you booked on an airline that's already operating under Chapter 11. If
right.
I was the insurance company, I wouldn't insure it either. You really need to buy travel insurance before they declare Chapter 11.
Exactly. I travel a lot. You would think I would know better, but I was on. I couldn't get on Frontier's website for about an hour and a half, so I thought, oh, well, this is odd, so I went to Priceline. And was able to get, you know, I was looking for schedules more than anything. And
well, you know, it's interesting. If you go on the online services like Orbitz or Expedia, Travelocity, or as you mentioned, Priceline. A number of them offer travel insurance as well, otherwise known as trip cancellation and interruption insurance. However, on a third-party situation like TravelGuard, which is run by AIG, it's the same thing as trying to buy weather insurance after they've already named the hurricane. You know, it's not going to happen. So the only recourse that you have is the 60-day rule under federal credit laws that you bought your ticket, I hope, with a credit card.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So that if you don't get the service that you contracted for, you have a right to dispute the charge with your credit card company. They'll issue an interim credit, and they become the creditor. But remember, it's a 60-day rule. It's now June. Your wedding's in September. You're, like, up against that, too.
Right. Should I just book on AA? Because I know they're going to probably be the last airline standing, so to speak.
You know, it's interesting. We define a successful airline in this world by which can lose money longer.
Yeah.
And so based on that philosophy, I'd say, yeah, go ahead, book on AA. But you know what? If you book on AA, don't cancel your reservation on Frontier. If the worst comes to worse, you can cancel the AA reservation and fly on Frontier if they're operating, and then use that ticket value to apply to another ticket, okay?
Gotcha. And
all right. Thank you, Leslie. I appreciate the call. All right. Our time is 36 minutes after the hour. I'm now joined by someone who I see here every year in Aspen. In fact, I said it before, it's the 26th annual. She hasn't been here for 26 years, I promise you. But it's Dana Cowan, who's the editor-in-chief of Food & Wine magazine. 8,000 people live here. You got 5,000 people here, 50,000 bottles of wine, 95 chefs. I'm amazed you're awake.
You know, I turn in early because I wanted to be here with you, Peter.
Oh, you know, sucking up stops right now. But seriously, I mean, this has become a huge event.
Yes, it is. I have to say, I try to see every one of those 95 chefs. It's extraordinary just walking down the street. It's hard for me to walk down the street, actually, because there's somebody that I know at every corner, and it is, you know, summer camp for foodies.
I mean, hard to think that in 1983, when you started this, or when it was started, you only had 300 people show up.
Well, that's all we wanted. But, you know, the interesting thing about the Food & Wine Magazine Classic is that it will never get bigger than 5,000 people. And that's because we want everybody here to have a quality experience, and there aren't enough beds and there aren't enough seats. So, you know, when you go and you see Jacques Pepin, you're going to get a great seat and you're going to get to talk to him at lunch. That's the amazing thing. Like, you walk around and Jacques Pepin's standing next to you, you know, drinking some wine in the tent. So there's that intimacy of getting to see these people that you really pretty much only see on TV.
Right. So, I mean, this really is a reunion. It is a reunion, isn't it?
Yes. I think that a lot of the chefs, a lot of the winemakers, a lot of the people who do wine seminars come because they want to see their friends, you know? So they come to this magnificent place to hang out.
And they do.
And they really do.
With 50,000 bottles of wine.
Yeah. I'm sure you've done the math. Like, what is that per person?
I don't want to do the math. It's too scary because alcohol and altitude is an interesting combination.
Yes. Add some water.
So you said you have trouble walking down the street. That's the reason why you have trouble walking down the street. Dana, you've been drinking on me again.
I wish that were the case.
I know. But bottom line is, when you take a look at how many of these chefs that you discover, in a sense, because you actually announce the new chefs every year.
Yes.
I mean, these are cutting-edge guys and women who really, you know, set the standard.
One of the most exciting evenings we have here is the Best New Chefs dinner. So every year we name 10 Best New Chefs, and once a year, and perhaps once in a lifetime, these 10 people cook together. And, you know, every class is different. Every class is incredibly exciting. And then they come back, like David Chang of Momofuku Noodle fame, you know, came back this year.
You know, when I was here either last year or the year before, and I had that pork sandwich that he did, the line was out to Boulder to get that sandwich. And he's back.
And it's shorter than it is in New York, so there you go.
Oh, yeah. If you want to go to his restaurant in New York, get early and bring a book.
That's right. Because exactly.
It's not a big restaurant, but you will definitely be standing in line.
Yeah.
Dana Cowan, once again, editor-in-chief of Food & Wine magazine, for the 26th. Annual Food & Wine Magazine Classic. What makes it a classic again?
Perfection. Isn't classic perfection? I don't know.
Oh, boy. First she was sucking up. Now she's giving me the hyperbole. All right, Dana, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about actually fine-tuning the food and doing something really makes sense. Most people, when you ask them where food comes from, they say the store. Well, we're going to change that when we come right back from Aspen right after these messages.
Call now to talk to Peter Greenberg at 888-887-3837. Email him at peter@petergreenberg.com. And hear the show anytime with your iPod at iradionow.com.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th? September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalonis.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix! See terms of use.
AutoZone. Looking for a great deal on motor oil? Head to AutoZone. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and a Bosch oil filter for just $14.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. And if you're looking for today's synthetics, synthetic blends, or high-mileage formulas, get in the zone. AutoZone has everything you need for maximum engine performance. So get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Real stories from real women about Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion. Kate from L.A. writes,
I saw my body aging faster than my face.
New Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Body Lotion. With the anti-aging technology found in facial care, now for the body. 7 moisturizers, vitamins, plus restoring CoQ10 to help skin renew itself.
Now my body gets the same treatment as my face.
Can your body lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion.
This stuff really works.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Visit turntohelp.com and learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
The sizzling summer sampler from the U.S. Virgin Islands is here. Now get your fifth night free. Coupons worth $200 towards activities and attractions. A $50 cash card and up to $100 resort or room credit. So call your favorite travel agent today. Okay, now let's sing.
This is how life's meant to be.
And bring the lawyers in too.
Offer valid at participating hotels on reservations made before July 31st, 2008. For travel between May 1st and August 15th, 2008. Restrictions apply.
American Airlines presents Real Sports Heroes. We know why you fly. Hi, everybody. I'm Ross Porter. Jake Peavy of the San Diego Padres became just the 10th National League player in history to win the Cy Young Award in a unanimous vote in 2007. Jake has a special place in his heart for the military.
We visit bases and just want those guys to know we take time out of what we're doing to look up and thank them for allowing us to do what we get to do.
For more on the story, log on to realsportsheroes.com.
The telephone number to call the program is 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email Peter at peter@petergreenberg.com. And be sure to access podcasts of this show anytime at www.iradionow.com. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 43 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the Little Nell Hotel here in Aspen, Colorado, up at 9,000 feet, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER, and if you can't get through on the phones, just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. We are also streaming audio, so a big shout-out to Gail Kelly, who's listening live right now in London. So big hug and kiss to you, Gail, and I hope you're having a great day there, just as we are here in Colorado. Let's go right to the phones. We got John on the phone. Hey, John. Or is it Joe? It's Joe in Huntsville.
Joe. Yeah, hi.
How are you doing?
Hello. I think I should go to Aspen.
I think you should, too. There's only so much rocket science you can do in Huntsville, Alabama, right?
I know. So many things.
How can I help you today?
So little time.
How can I help you?
We're going to be in Amsterdam the first week of September. We're going on a Costa cruise in Baltic, and then we're staying a week in Amsterdam. I'm looking for a neat bed and breakfast.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. First of all, you want a bed and breakfast in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of them because they're located all along the canals.
Uh-huh.
And what you can do is do the following. First of all, what month are you going again?
The first week of September.
Perfect. Guess what? It's not going to be crowded.
All right.
The good news is if you look along the canals, that's also where a lot of the hotels are. And you'll find B&Bs located right next to the hotels at a fraction of the price, especially if you go midweek.
Uh-huh.
I would suggest that you do that. Our website, petergreenberg.com, has archived a lot of that B&B information, which you can get. You just go to it, petergreenberg.com, and you'll get the entire list. And if you have a problem or you want some more information, just email them. We'll get you that answer. But bottom line is you go midweek. The beautiful thing about September is it's the magic month all around the world. The weather's going to be great. It's not going to be the weather's not going to kill you over there. Now, I have to worry about the prices. Amsterdam is not an inexpensive city. I have to warn you about that.
I know.
And when you get to the airport, do yourself a favor. Take the bus into town. If you take the cab into town, you have to mortgage your house, okay?
Okay.
All right, Joe. I appreciate the call. Time is 45 minutes after the hour. And, of course, here in Aspen, which, of course, is not inexpensive either. You have to get an estimate for a Diet Coke here most of the time. But bottom line here is it's all about food and wine this week. And when it's all about food and wine here this week, we have 95 chefs, and one of them is a hyphenate. He's not just a chef. He's an author. He's a policy activist. Michel Nashan is a chef extraordinaire, but for another reason. When you ask kids where food comes from, they say the store. We have a problem there. I'm all about process as opposed to product, because if you can't understand the process, how will you ever appreciate the product? Michel, do you agree with that? Of course.
I fully agree, absolutely.
But you have to educate people.
Yes,
you
do.
You have to show them. You have to literally take them by the hand and take them out to the farm.
But it's a great form of sharing. I mean,
and, you know, one of the biggest things that's growing now in tourism is something called agritourism, where you can either get out there and pick your own fruit and vegetables or actually work on the farm.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. And, Peter, you know, it's a great point. It's educational, but it's a form of sharing because it's food. You know, it's sustenance. It keeps us alive. But it's also one of the most remarkable things that we can ever do, the greatest experience, the flavors, all of those good things. And when you go straight to the source, you're not going to get anything better than that.
You told a story the other night that I have to share with everybody. I'm going to make you share it. You know, we've just been confronted with, you know, a salmonella worry about tomatoes, right?
Right.
Farmers throw out lots of tomatoes.
Yes, they do.
A lot of tomatoes. Anyway,
<do.
laughs> not the ones that have a problem, just because they're not exactly perfect.
That's correct.
Tell me what you guys did with those tomatoes.
Well, it's interesting. The point, Peter, is that there are lots of really great tomatoes, but our grocery stores have really created this culture of perfectly round, perfectly red, and not all tomatoes grow that way. What we like to do, especially with mid-sized farmers, we created a program called Green Wave, where we work with Vassar College and NYU, and we pair mid-sized farmers by creating things like pizza sauce, oven-roasted tomato salsa, so that they can have local ingredients all year round. And we can take those seconds tomatoes that don't look perfect or they're at the end of the market day, and we get them for like $8 for a 25-pound box, and then we can turn them into really beautiful pizza sauce or oven-roasted tomato salsa and get it into these college campuses so the kids are getting really great local food.
Because on my college campus, they only showed me a photograph of the tomato because the dorm food sucked.
Yeah,
I just want to tell you that right now.
That's scary stuff. Oh, please. I've been there.
I know. It was saltpeter, I believe the word was. Right?
Right. Indeed.
Hey, have some more potatoes with saltpeter.
Yeah, and we're doing potatoes too, by the way.
Are you really?
Yeah, scallop potatoes, yeah.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk to you about the Wholesome Wave Foundation and what this means in terms of Grow for Good. Okay,
right, terrific.
Michel Nashan from Connecticut. He's indeed a Connecticut boy.
Indeed.
Okay, we'll be back with more from Aspen with some secondhand tomatoes and a few more surprises. Peter Greenberg Worldwide back right after these messages.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. To join Peter Greenberg, call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email the show at peter@petergreenberg.com and hear the program anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
52 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the Aspen Food and Wine Classic here in Aspen, Colorado. Taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Bobby down in Florida. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, good afternoon, Peter.
How can I help you today?
I have a question about Pure Logic. This has to do, living out in the panhandle of Florida, we mostly have to fly out of Atlanta. We're planning on a trip out to Denver. So I get online and check out a trip price from Atlanta to Denver, and I find out the price is $406 round trip. So then I get on Pensacola to Denver, which goes to Atlanta, by the way, and gets on the exact same flight, and this price is $247. Being $180.
You know what? I know exactly where you're going on this one, Bobby. I'll give you a better one.
I'm confused.
Well, you know what? You're supposed to be confused because the airlines basically haven't stopped smoking crack when it comes to pricing their tickets.
I'll drink to that.
The reason what you – no. Okay, you'll drink to that. That's good. Very good, Bobby. To tell you the truth, here's what it's all about. It's about retaining longer-haul passengers, meaning if you want to fly from Austin, Texas to Dallas on American Airlines, that ticket's going to be $800 for a flight that lasts 42 minutes.
Right.
If you want to fly from Austin, Texas to Tokyo on American Airlines on a flight that stops in Dallas, it's about $700. So they don't want – what they're trying to say is they do not want to displace that Austin-Tokyo passenger with a guy who just wants to go to Dallas. And basically the airline that you're talking about has to be Delta. Has to be Delta.
That means don't expect luggage to arrive.
No, it means don't ever leave the airport.
Okay.
I got you on that one. All right, Bobby, don't ask for logic in the airline business. Just be happy the plane takes off and lands sometime in your lifetime. Let's go right to Bob in Arizona. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How can I help you today?
My wife and I have been going to Maui every year, and we just, hang out at the beach. And so we don't require a lot of luggage or anything. But with the fuel prices and the extra fees on luggage costs, is there anything we can do to we go from Phoenix to Maui? Should we not book a direct flight? We try to do a two-stop flight? Would that, or is there anything we can do to try to reduce the cost?
The answer is you can do a two-stop flight, but why would you want to do that to yourself, especially if you're checking bags? Because your bags might show up in Hawaii when you return to Arizona. So bottom line is there are nonstop flights from Arizona on U.S. Air. It's the old America West route. There are also nonstop flights from Las Vegas on Hawaiian Air. United Airlines has just added more service to kind of try to replace the capacity that was lost when ATA and Aloha failed. So, yes, you could actually fly from Arizona to San Francisco or Los Angeles or even Seattle and get to Hawaii that way. But if you're worried about the luggage costs, my advice is since you don't require much by hanging out on the beach, the shorts, the flip-flops, go to the ABC store when you get to Hawaii, buy a couple of T-shirts, you're in, goodbye, we're done, okay?
So what about the flight cost? Is it cheaper if we drive to Vegas and get a flight?
Well, you know what, it might be. That's what you're going to have to do. It might be. That's why you have to investigate that online. But the bottom line is the capacity still hasn't been fully replaced there, and when there's ever a problem in the airline business, the four markets that get nailed are Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Las Vegas, and Hawaii. And Hawaii, I just named two out of the four, Las Vegas and Hawaii, so be careful, okay? Good luck, Bob. Let us know what happens, but don't take too much baggage. We're back with Michelle Nashon. And, you're from Connecticut. We talked about that before. You got to tell me the history of the dressing room.
Dressing room. Well, it's interesting. About 3 years ago, Nell Newman called me. And
Nell Newman, for people who don't know,
is the daughter of Paul Newman.
Thank you.
And the creator of Newman's Own Organics. And she had a favor to ask of me, and she told me that her father was thinking about opening a restaurant. And she said, I need you to do me one of two favors, either talk him out of it or help make sure that he's working with operators or consult with them to make sure that they're following the family principles of supporting the local guy, getting products as organically as possible, that type of good stuff.
And what happened?
Well, what happened was that
you got talked into it.
Okay, I did get talked into it because I did tell Paul and I did tell Nell I had sworn myself off the restaurant business so that I could do more work with larger organizations trying to help them make more sustainable change. But then I met Mr. Blue Eyes, and he's a very convincing man, and he basically corralled me into doing the
restaurant. So next thing you're in the kitchen.
Indeed. But, it's a wonderful thing because one of the premises that the restaurant was built on was that it could be a change agent, and food is so important. And not just food, good food and where you're getting it from, but the notion of kind of restoring the sense of America that used to exist when you used to race to the new neighbor's door with a freshly baked apple pie that you made or a basket of fried chicken that you made, not a striped bucket or anything like that, and kind of bring that sense of community and neighborhood back. So the restaurant opened, and then shortly after that, we felt one of the ways that we could really reach deeper into the community was to get some farmers markets open, really get people back in touch with where their food comes from.
And that
from.
Comes full circle to Wholesome Wave Foundation. So
yes,
I'm going to give everybody that website. It's wholesomewave.org.
That's correct.
And also foodandwine.com/growforgood. Both excellent operations. You need to get on that. It'll also be linked on our website. For those stations leaving us, that music means we're out of time for today. For those stations sticking around, we've got a whole lot more coming up. And, of course, I'm reminded of a quote from Mark Twain. 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the things you did do. So throw off the bow lines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore a dream, discover. Tim Russert, happy sailing.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. And as always, you're hearing Must Hear Radio on the SSI Radio Network.